Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Transit officials are considering a series of toll hikes for Bay Area bridges starting in 2026 that would end with $10.50 tolls in 2030. The chair of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission says while he understands the hike will affect working families, he believes it's the right thing to do. So our question to you, Phil, is why does the district need the extra money at this point?
Well, that's the issue, is that the maintenance, in one word, you know, upkeep, painting, running the operations, making sure that everything goes smoothly. Now, your next question is, hey, I'm already paying $7. Aren't I supposed to be already getting that? Well, yes, you were. This increase was first came up about 10 years ago, and it's been in the works for 10 years. Well, in between that time, is voters have gone to the ballot box and approved toll increases for uses other than the bridge. We put the money into road projects around the Bay Area. That was Regional Measure 3. We put it into BART. We put it into mass transit. And that increase is something that we added on to this. So the net difference is that rather than going up 50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents, next year it's going to go up $1 because we approved Regional Measure 3. And then this on top of it. So yeah, we could have found the money elsewhere, but we decided to put that money elsewhere as well.
And they wonder why people don't want to go back to the office full time. I mean, is anybody connecting the dots?
Well, yes, actually, it's kind of interesting because the guys over at the Bridge Authority say that bridge traffic is at about 90% of what it was pre-pandemic. But Patty, this is what I found fascinating. He said that, you know, the majority of the bridge traffic is what they call irregular. In other words, it's 5 times a month or less. So 5 times a month or less, most of the people cross a bridge. The regular commuters only constitute a small but solid stream of people crossing the bridges.
So they don't care about us.
That's one of the reasons they don't care about you, because you don't vote. You're not a big enough voting block. Everybody else takes the money. So everybody else takes the money and uses it for their road projects. And then they have to come back to you and say, oh, by the way, we have to keep the bridge standing in order so we can get these other tolls as well to go for the other projects.
This is an argument that comes up every couple of years, right? And the last time this came up, after Measure 3, as you mentioned, back in 2019, wasn't there an effort to put another ballot measure on the to voters to try and get?
Yep.
Yeah. So whatever happened to that? And is there an appetite that's changing as far as voters wanting to tax themselves?
They said no to that, but they're still up in Sacramento and in the Bay Area trying to figure out how to bail out the transit systems, you know, which are facing a financial cliff. And one of their ideas was tolls. That's not going to work. They maybe go to taxes. But, you know, one thing that it might just, you know, help things, I don't think it's going to solve things, is, you know, when we went all electric on the tolls, we have an outstanding debt of about $87 million a year in uncollected tolls, or that are waiting to be collected because trying to track down people that drove through automatically without a fast track. So, you know, we got $700 million a year coming out of these bridges. We've used it as a piggy bank for other projects, and now it's time to make sure the piggy bank stays okay. So the goose that lays the golden eggs got to get fed. That's 50 cents on your toll, $1.50 starting in 2 years. That's the way it goes.
That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.